This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
There's a new series of Vic Police community events happening, and here to chat to us about this and to check in on what else is happening in our community is Victoria Police's LGBTIQ+ Community Portfolio Manager, Jeremy Oliver. Jeremy, welcome to Drive.
Hey, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Before we get on to let's get on to the most important stuff first. A little birdie told me that you're getting married in 1 month.
Yeah, I am. I'm 3.5 weeks and counting down. But we're very excited. We're going for an afternoon garden party wedding. Yeah, so shout out to my beautiful fiance who will no doubt be listening to this.
Oh, congratulations. We're very excited for you. On to the, I suppose, you know, the less, it's still important, but not there. Not number one, tell us a little bit about this new event series that is launching tomorrow right here at the Victorian Pride Centre.
Yeah, so we're very excited and proud to launch. It's called Latte with an Allolo. And essentially, it models a current program that we see Victoria Police do called Coffee with a Cop, but we've kind of made it a bit more gay and called it Latte with an Allolo. And really, it's another community proactive initiative where LGBTIQ+ community can come in to the Pride Centre. It's on at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning for an hour. They can come in, meet an Allolo in a safe space. They can ask advice. They might have a question they want to chat to an Allolo for, or they might want to run something past them. Really, it's about providing more opportunities for the rainbow community to engage with police more often. So, yeah, we're very excited to launch that. We're going to run another one in November and another one in January. And once we've done those three series, we're then looking to encourage all of our regional Allolos to put on their own Latte with an Allolos out around the state.
Wait, now, for those who don't know what an Allolo is, what is one?
Yes, so an Allolo is an LGBTIQ+ liaison officer. We used to call them GLOWs, but they're now called Allolos, and we've got about 550 of them across the state. And they're police officers that have an additional portfolio as an Allolo, and they've got more subject matter expertise, or they have lived experience as an LGBTIQ+ person to further support the community.
I like it, though. GLOW was easier to say, but Allolo makes more sense, but harder to say.
Yeah. Not as, doesn't roll off the tongue, but it's more inclusive of the community.
That's right. So if someone comes along to this event, which is on at 10:30 a.m. at the Pride Centre, what sort of questions can they ask you? Is there anything that they can come up and chat to an Allolo about?
Yeah, absolutely. It's private and confidential, so they could just come up and say hello, or if they've got a more confidential question they might want to ask, they're welcome to do that. They might want to seek support for social services that we can link them into. They might have questions around police or even how to become a police officer. So we're really just creating an environment where people can come and ask whatever they want to.
Now, before we let you go, just a couple of other things while we've got you. We've seen those horrible things happening around drag story time at the moment, you know, people being harassed, local councils cancelling them, etc. How are Victoria Police supporting local councils and libraries to host these events?
We're doing a number of initiatives in supporting councils and libraries. We have organised a statewide meeting with them. We attended and presented at a symposium last week for State Library Victoria. Really, we're encouraging councils and libraries to host events for LGBTIQ+ community. But the key things we're wanting them to do is to really create a safety plan for those events if they identify any risk. We're also asking them to liaise with LGBTIQ+ community organisations to really understand the impact of hosting an event, but possibly if they have to postpone or cancel an event. So really understanding that the cultural sensitivity and impact of that. And thirdly, we're asking them to link in with their local Allolos or local police to ensure that those events go ahead and safely. So the next day we foresee in the future is Coming Out Day, which is coming up next month. So we're really hoping that councils and libraries can really get behind that day and put on some events and show their support.
Just on that, in terms of events that are coming up, we know that, you know, Pride season will be just around the corner before we know it. We've got Trans Awareness Week. There's the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. There's so many things going on. What can people do in terms of planning for safety around these events?
Yeah, it'll be similar to the key messages around if you identify any risk with your event or your performance, really it's just to create a safety plan, and we can absolutely help with that, or linking in with an LGBTQ plus organisation who has experience with safety planning and risk assessing and things like that. Also, we are running a webinar next week for queer performers that if you want more information, you can email us. And also just being vigilant, knowing the current context and what we're seeing, unfortunately, in regards to the rise of these groups, just being mindful that's occurring and ensuring that you've got the right support set up. Our email address is llo-coordinator-mgr@police.vic.gov.au. So we really want people to reach into us if they need any help.
Is that the only way that people can contact an LLO? Are there any other ways?
Yeah, so that's the main way, but you can also contact your local police station and they'll have LLOs there, or you can email me at that LLO coordinator inbox, or you could reach out to your local rainbow organisations who have access to our LLOs as well.
Now, Jeremy, after you are married, you'll be returning back, and there's the annual LGBTIQ plus town hall event in December. What's that about?
Yeah, so we host an annual LGBTIQ plus town hall, and each year we change the location and change the cohort of queer community that we address. So the first one in 2021 was at the Pride Centre. The second one last year was a reverse town hall, and it had a multicultural theme. This year we're going with a queer youth theme, so keeping LGBTIQ plus young people safe is our theme, and we're going to be holding that in Geelong to start activating more regionally and supporting our regional queer communities. So that'll be in December, and you'll no doubt see and hear more about that. But yeah, we're in the current planning stages for that, and that really is another mechanism in our suite of opportunities to engage more with LGBTIQ plus communities, because essentially the work that we do is really comes from the community feedback. You know, everything that I'm working on, that VicPol works on, is kind of community led and comes from community. So we really value these opportunities like Latte with an LLO, the LGBTIQ plus town hall events.
Yeah. Fantastic, Jeremy. So tomorrow, Latte with an LLO is on 10:30 a.m. here at the Victorian Pride Centre. Can anyone just turn up? Do they need to register or anything like that?
No, just turn up. Come and see us. You'll get a little voucher for a free coffee or a juice or a tea if you're not a coffee drinker. And also shout out to the little social, which is the coffee shop at the Pride Centre. They'll be making your coffees tomorrow morning. So, yeah, come down for a free coffee and a chat with an LLO. It'd be great to see you there.
Fantastic, Jeremy. All the best with the wedding. We'll chat to you afterwards.
Thanks so much, Warren.
Thank you.
Appreciate
that's it. Jeremy Oliver, LGBTIQ plus Community Portfolio Manager with Victoria Police.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.